Welcome to Mind the Gap, a collaborative project between WLOI Loyola Radio and the Student Health Advisory Council, also known as SHAC. The Student Health Advisory Council is a student-led advocacy group at Loyola dedicated to raising awareness of health disparities and promoting equitable solutions. Through open discussions, outreach on WLOI, and social media campaigns, SHAC empowers students to engage with pressing health issues and become advocates for change on campus and beyond. Thank you for tuning in today, and we hope you're having a wonderful week. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the lack of interpreters in healthcare and how it affects non-native English and non-English speakers, and how telemedicine plays a role. Despite the United States having a large immigrant population that speaks many different languages, there's only a very small group of medical interpreters to address their needs in healthcare settings. The gap between languages comes with serious consequences and inhibits the community's rightful access to adequate, quality healthcare. According to Think Global Health, the ratio of patients to medical interpreters is very low, with places like California having a community of 1.7 million limited English proficiency patients, but only 738 certified medical interpreters. Not only are there very few interpreters, but there's also little diversity when it comes to the languages and dialects spoken by them. The effects of this shortage aren't just inconvenient, but they can be life-threatening. Not only are there very few interpreters, but there's also little diversity when it comes to the languages and dialects spoken by them. The effects of this shortage aren't just inconvenient, but they can be life-threatening. Without proper language services, patients with limited English proficiency stay in the hospital about a day and a half longer, on average. These patients are also 1.6 times more likely to be readmitted within 30 days, as stated by AMN Healthcare. Usually, in the cases of patients with limited English proficiency, they will have family members that can translate for them. However, family members can be inherently biased, which means the patient's right to impartial, unfiltered information from their healthcare provider is compromised. In some cultures, families may choose not to reveal the patient's true medical condition for fear of upsetting or embarrassing. This is especially harmful and prevalent in cases of domestic abuse and disease that have cultural taboos surrounding them, like epilepsy and STIs. This prevents the healthcare provider from making the right diagnosis. The patient may also not be correctly informed of the full diagnosis and treatment by healthcare providers due to the family member's personal beliefs. The evidence is clear. Without access to interpreters, non-English speakers face longer hospital stays, higher readmission rates, and worse overall health outcomes, with the NIH reporting that patients with limited English proficiency are 25% less likely to receive preventative care and 50% more likely to experience adverse health outcomes compared to English-speaking patients. But telemedicine and remote interpreting services may offer part of the answer if the healthcare industry is willing to incorporate them. Hiring more interpreters is the long-term fix, but it won't happen overnight. In the meantime, telemedicine offers a faster solution, giving healthcare providers that are in clinics or on virtual calls direct access to interpreters when they're needed. As students, what we could do is reach out to the Language Learning Center and help create info cards for common medical terminology in different languages that can be distributed to nearby hospitals. Even simple contributions can help bridge the gap between patients and providers. Thanks for tuning in to Mind the Gap. Until next time, stay well and stay connected.